Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to members of the Knoxville Police Department, as well as community members and Officer Daryl Brown, as they reflect on and share their fond memories of Officer Daryl Brown as he retired from the Knoxville Police Department on Wednesday after 28 years of service to the community.
You know, I don't know that I have one fond memory. One thing that I can tell you about Daryl is that he is a really, really good person. And he's the type of man that what you see is what you get. He is not different behind closed doors. He is Daryl Brown, 100%. He's a family man. He is a law enforcement officer through and through. You know, we're going to miss him a lot. A lot of institutional knowledge going out the door today. The good thing about it is he's not going to be far from us. So, you know, we'll be able to still engage with him and, you know, hold him close, I guess, to us, even though he is retired. I don't have one fond memory. I don't know. We're going to miss him a lot.
The biggest memory I have of him is the fact that people would constantly come in and talk about him. He could have arrested someone's family member, but they'd still come in saying nothing but good things about Daryl and the experience that they've had with him. So he was one of those people that no matter what he did, people are happy to have him around and will be sad to see him go.
So the first person that I got to see arrested on this job was with Officer Brown. And things are pretty relaxed when you're with Officer Brown working with him. And I remember we pulled up to a guy's house. He knew the guy. He was out in the front yard. And he told the guy, didn't you get out of the car? We told the guy, hey, you got a warrant. You need to get in the backseat of the car. So he got in the backseat of the car, and away went to the jail.
Now, I guess when it comes to that, what are you going to miss the most?
Just his attitude with people. You know, he's just so nice to everybody. It doesn't matter if somebody has treated him wrong. He will treat them with respect.
Working with Daryl was just a great experience. He's very well liked in the community, and he was always very fair with people. And he'd do anything for you or anyone else. He'd help change your tire, or you know, if he needed $5, he'd give him $5. So Daryl's just a kind guy, and Knoxville Police Department is going to be a lesser department without him. So
this is really probably not nice, but working with him, he is top notch. Number one, we have so much fun. But we kind of have a joke about that if it's in the break room, Daryl will eat it. So that's our fondest memory, is that the break room belongs to Daryl. And he's A-plus kind of officer. There's nobody like him. He's integrity to the max there. So we are so going to miss him.
I guess that's my last question is, how much are you guys, the department, going to miss him?
I'm going to miss him enough it could make me teary-eyed. So he's just irreplaceable.
How do you feel about Officer Daryl Brown?
Well, he was a great officer, loyal to the citizens, fair with everybody, always had a friendly smile and a wave whenever you seen him or met him, and he was well doing his job.
What's the Knoxville community going to miss without him, you know, cruising the streets in Knoxville?
We'll miss his wave whenever we meet him, and citizens are going to miss have a good officer that's just retired and have memories to remember him by.
What are you going to miss most about being a Knoxville police officer?
Working with all my fellow officers and serving the community, seeing everybody out and about.
Thanks to Officer Daryl Brown, members of the Knoxville Police Department, and community members for joining us on today's program. If you would like to listen to today's program or past shows, go to knicareless.com and click on podcast.